Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and that's NFIB.com. Also, Bill's website is smallbus.org, smallbus.org, and so you can find his survey, the survey of business, of small business, the index, I should say, of small business optimism there, as well as on my own website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill, let's go through some of the other issues here that you guys outline in detail in your report. We talked previously about labor. The hiring is not great. Inventory and sales still not great. Capital spending is still in a maintenance mode.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, the capital spending plans didn't change, and of course, about the lowest number we've ever seen. Only 4% say now's a good time to expand their business.
Yep.
Normally, that'd be running 15 to 18%, right around to that. That's how far off the mark we are. Nobody sees any reason to expand, which means the capital spending, the kinds of things that raise worker productivity, new equipment,
yep,
and so on, not happening.
It's
not
right.
Happening.
And it has nothing to do with credit, because you also report that people who want credit, who can justify credit, don't want it.
Exactly. A record high percentage of our owners still continue to say, who needs a loan? You know, we don't see the growth that would promise us revenue to pay the loan back.
Or they've deleveraged enough and have built up their reserves enough that they might just be paying cash for whatever small stuff they buy.
Right, they can just operate from cash flow.
Yeah.
So until there's a need, they're not going to put that money out there. They can't issue shares like Facebook or the faceless people that they don't know. This is their money.
Right.
And so, you know, with a glum outlook for the economy, they're not going to put their money on the table, and that's exactly our problem. The uncertainty is killing us here.
I want to get your perspective on something here that covers a number of areas. As an economist, what do you think about the drop in gold by almost a third in the last few months? Is this an indication that gold was a bubble and it burst? That inflation is, people are giving up on inflation, they don't think it's going to happen? Or is it portending deflation?
Well, it could be all of those. Do people have different motives? I have, of course, asserted that the gold was a bubble all along.
I have too.
You put a gold coin in your hand and ask, what does that do for you? Does it send you a check every month?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the answer is, well, nothing, unless you're an industrial manufacturer. Then, of course,
right,
gold does have an important role, or maybe you make jewelry. So the real issue is, what does it cost to get an ounce of gold out of the ground? And my guess is, you know, $400 or $500 at mines today, because we don't have the gold rush kind of gold anymore.
Right.
So that really that sets the price in the market. That is, that's what I have to pay somebody to get an ounce for me. So at $1,600, $1,700 an ounce, obviously we have a real bubble.
You got up to $1,900 at one point.
Yeah. And consequently, there was a lot of airspace between 1900 and and the cost of finding more gold, and that's always bubble territory. And now we're seeing it; it can fall very quickly, and it did. So, gold and apple, right?
Right, right. But what do you think? What do you think about if you had to say that we're tipping more towards inflation? You know, if we're standing at somewhere near equilibrium, are we tipping more towards inflation or deflation right now?
Well, we seem to be really pretty stable, as we're not getting really very much inflation at all. We got the latest report had us well under 2% again, inflation. And
that may be the only really good news right now. So
at least
we're not experiencing stagflation.
Yeah, but of course, you know, so you put $100 in the bank and you get a half a point if you're lucky, and then you lose 2 percentage
right,
points of purchasing power to inflation, so you have negative returns on your money still.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that's not good. But I would say that we probably don't have a whole lot of risk of deflation here. We'll keep slogging ahead as long as we're still growing and so on. It's just that there's so much excess capacity, both on the labor side and, of course, on just the ability of the world to produce stuff,
mm-hmm,
that you really aren't going to get much pressure on prices for a while.
Right. So quickly, do you think you made some comments about the Fed, their plans? You're not concerned that their QE strategy is obviously not creating inflation right now, is it?
It's not creating inflation, but it's also not creating jobs. And that,
yeah.
If they think so, they're kidding themselves. In the meantime, they're adding $85 billion a month.
Which is why the stock market is going through the roof, I think.
Yep,
and
exactly.
How do you reconcile that with no growth in the economy? There's a sick situation out there, as far as I'm concerned, Bill.
It's a contradiction, and it'll resolve itself, and that'll be painful.
And it'll hurt small businesses more than any other sector.
That's right.
I promise you. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Take care, Jim.
Bill Duckelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.